Former Minister of Education and Expressions host Honorable Robert Hall recently embarked on an initiative to speak to students in the Turks and Caicos about TCI's history. We sat down with Honorable Hall to discuss his reasons for starting this initiative, its benefits, and his hopes for expansion and historical preservation. Take a listen.
Well, this whole idea started from the fact that at one time I was involved in the taxi tour operation. And up at Carnival Cruise Port, the vast majority of workers are non-Turks and Caicos Islanders. They know nothing or very little about the history, culture of the islands. And similarly, although the drivers are all Turks and Caicos Islanders, many of them are not aware. So I thought of a program to teach them, that is the tour operators and taxi drivers, about a little bit of the history of the islands and how to incorporate that in conducting your tours. Because I'm convinced that the main selling point for Grand Turk really is our history. We do not have much attractions. We have to acknowledge that, although we have some of the best beaches, you know. And so many mornings I would have gone up the carnival, and as the guests, several hundred, sometimes thousands, have gathered around, I would share little nuggets about the history of the islands and what they could expect here on Grand Turk. And with the taxi and tour operators, I would go in their vehicles or ask them if I can. Not too many agreed, but the few who did, I would virtually conduct the tour for them, sharing the delightful history of our islands. And also, because of my teaching background and my experience as Minister of Education, I was aware that not enough is being taught in the schools about our history. And if ever we are to get our children to appreciate these islands, they have to know from whence we came. And like I often say, if you don't know something, you can't sell it, you can't impart it. And so as part of being what I call brand ambassador for experienced Turks and Caicos Islands, I suggested to government that a program be instituted where I visit the schools and speak to them. And I've talked about it ever so many times, but never got an invitation from any of the schools. So I decided to invite myself. And I called recently the owner, Glinton. I went there. You might have seen the video, and had a wonderful time with the children. And I went to Eliza Simons. I sent clip to the Minister of Education and suggested that when school reopens, with their assistance, I'd like to visit, if possible, all of the government schools, even the high schools. And there have been times in the past when I went to the community college and gave little lectures in a similar vein, and I'd be happy to do so. And like I say all the time, there's no cost. If it's down the islands, all they have to do is provide me with the airfares, transportation. I'm happy and ready to go.
So when they ask you, why exactly do you think it's beneficial to talk to these students about the history, what would you say to that?
Well, I'll use my pet line here. Your past is inextricably linked to your present or your future. And if you don't know anything about your past, it's like Garvey said, you're almost like a tree without roots. And to appreciate what you have to understand where you're coming from. Like I said on my program just a while ago, back in 1980, our total budget for Turks and Caicos was $5.7 million. Imagine that. Now you're talking a budget of $500 million.
To the Ministry of Culture, the Department of Culture, what more would you like to see from them about helping to teach or preserve our history?
There are older people with lots of stories, old songs and dances. We need to capture them. Back during my tenure, I tried, but again, we didn't have the monies. As I always say, there was no lack of vision, but lack of money. And Dr. Hugh Fulford will remember, at that time, I had suggested to himself that they would capture the dance, the music, and things like that. But of course, we didn't have the funding to give them to move around. These are things that vary, because it is your culture that makes you unique. Culture is your way of life, the food you eat, the way you worship, your music, your story, your tales, everything. And this is what distinguishes you from the next place. The other country may have nice hotel, lovely beaches, but it's the people that makes the difference.